SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, penyakit gangguan makan semakin umum di Australia dengan lebih dari 1 juta orang menderita penyakit itu. Sebuah kampanye baru berupaya mengatasi masalah komentar berdasarkan penampilan yang dapat menjadi pemicu gangguan makan. Dalam kenyataan, masalah seputar citra tubuh tampak jelas dalam stigma dan stereotip di berbagai budaya di Australia. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Katrina Stirat untuk SBS. Lebih dari 1 juta orang Australia hidup dengan gangguan makan, namun kurang dari 1 dari 3 mencari dukungan. Meskipun kita telah mencapai kemajuan besar dalam hal pemahaman kita tentang gangguan makan, tidak jarang mendengar komentar tentang tubuh dan penampilan seseorang. Lexi Crouch telah mengalami gangguan makan selama 15 tahun, dan sekarang menjadi pelatih pemulihan yang membantu orang lain dalam perjalanan mereka. Ia mengatakan gangguan makannya dipicu oleh sejumlah faktor, termasuk tubuh dalam budaya diet yang lazim di tahun 90-an dan dampak dari komentar berdasarkan penampilan.
But I experienced some bullying for some just natural puppy fat, essentially. And with that on board and the comments around, you know, diet culture of how we should be eating, I quickly formed disordered eating and was in eating disorder, full-blown swing, definitely by the time I was 13, 14. So that was all when I was growing up through school. And it really grabbed a hold of me when I was around 16 years old. So I was no longer able to finish school and I was in the grips of anorexia and that started the hospital admissions for me.
Lexi telah dirawat sekitar 25 kali di rumah sakit yang termasuk sebagai pasien rawat jalan, pasien rawat inap, dan perawatan intensif. Ia mengatakan bahwa ia mengalami beberapa masa yang sangat gelap dengan anorexia nervosanya yang berkembang menjadi depresi, kecemasan, dan gangguan obsesif kompulsif serta menghadapi sejumlah upaya bunuh diri. Ia baru memulai perjalanan pemulihannya pada usia 25 tahun. Ini melibatkan sejumlah alat yang berbeda, termasuk menemukan terapis yang menurut Lexi mengadopsi pendekatan yang lebih holistik terhadap pengobatan, serta menemukan pentingnya hubungan pikiran tubuh melalui yoga.
It takes something really severe for you to go, there has to be something better than this. And for me, it was I was so sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I was in such a dark place. If the eating disorder wasn't going to take me, I was looking for other options as well. But it was through that kind of feeling that I guess when the eating disorder was starting to work against me and life was just rock bottom after many recovery attempts, I sought the path of recovery. And it was, you know, a very slow journey.
Hal tersebut masih terjadi hingga saat ini. Dengan survei Body Kind Youth terbaru mengungkapkan 77% dari mereka yang berusia 12 hingga 18 tahun diejek tentang penampilan mereka di sekolah dan lebih dari separuhnya tidak puas dengan tubuh mereka. Sekarang bekerja sebagai pelatih kehidupan, ia membantu orang lain mengatasi kecemasan tentang citra tubuh. Ia juga tahu secara langsung betapa merusaknya komentar yang didasarkan pada penampilan.
They can have the most profound impact on your life. It's, you know, we live in these physical bodies and I think anyone that has the audacity to comment on somebody's body weight and shape is just, that can be one of the most hurtful things you can do because I've seen it in myself that, you know, it was one comment on the playground that for somebody, you know, water off a duck's back. But if you're a sensitive person, if, you know, you're going to take these things on, particularly when you're finding your way in the world, that one comment went on to essentially change my whole entire path.
Di banyak budaya, komentar berdasarkan penampilan dianggap normal. Rami Ali dari SBS Arabic mengatakan bahwa ia benar-benar memikirkan citra tubuhnya.
Well, it started like with a negative relationship and swing between negative and then positive. And now I say like it's a bit of a neutral relationship. I stopped like evaluating or just thinking of my body as a way to say, you know, like and dislike. It's just there to do what it's supposed to do. And I'm thinking more of like my well-being, health more than anything else.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Sementara itu, Yumi Oba dari SBS Japanese juga mengatakan bahwa ada citra tubuh ideal yang tidak sehat dalam budaya Jepang.
I think there is definitely, especially among women. And I remember reading an article 5-6 years ago about Japanese women having the least confident about their body image. And I can sort of see that when I go back to Japan because everybody looks similar. Everybody has this, not stick figure, but, you know, quite a toned figure. They're all dressed the same. And so if you're not in that image, you obviously stand out.
Ia merasa tekanan untuk menyesuaikan diri dengan tipe tubuh khas orang Barat ketika besar di Australia.
I personally do think about a lot. As you might not be able to see here, but I'm actually quite short. So growing up in Australia, I used to get so many comments from my peers, you know, why are you so short? You know, why are you so small? And those questions always used to make me uncomfortable, but just always made me so conscious about, you know, how I look and how I appear.
Melissa Winton adalah Kepala Komunikasi dan Keterlibatan di Yayasan Butterfly dan mengatakan bahwa organisasi mereka prihatin dengan meningkatnya jumlah orang yang mengalami gangguan makan. Ia mengatakan kemungkinan ada lebih banyak orang dengan gangguan makan daripada yang kita sadari karena tidak semua orang yang menderita akan maju mencari pertolongan. Winton menjelaskan bahwa peningkatan angka itu dapat disebabkan oleh beberapa alasan.
It could be a combination of a reduction in stigma, so more people are talking about eating disorders. It could be that people are recognizing the symptoms and the signs better, so people are getting diagnosed more often than they were. It could also be a combination of things like social media and the impact of the diet culture we have, which is just so prevalent in society. So there are a lot of compounding factors. COVID also had a big impact on people, on mental health in general, and of course eating disorders are a mental illness, so that also seems to have increased numbers.
Ia menambahkan bahwa tentu saja ada stigma di berbagai budaya dalam hal citra tubuh serta seputaran pencarian dukungan untuk kesehatan mental.
And we know that the prevalence rates in other communities are at least as high as Western prevalence rates. So there definitely exists eating disorders in those communities. It's just that they're not perhaps talked about as much. And we certainly have lived experience, people within our community who are people of colour or people from different ethnic backgrounds who talk about the difficulty of talking to their family members who really don't understand. They have not had no experience of any eating disorder and it's a very stigmatizing conversation to be able to have.
Kampanye terbaru dari Yayasan Butterfly, Kindly Do, Kindly Don't, berupaya meningkatkan kesadaran tentang bagaimana kita dapat memiliki percakapan hidup yang lebih sehat seputar makanan, tubuh, penampilan, dan gangguan makan khususnya untuk menghindari komentar yang berfokus pada penampilan dan tidak didorong oleh fatphobia. Sebagai bagian dari kampanye mereka, telah disusun sebuah formulir bagi orang-orang yang mengunjungi dokter umum untuk mencari bantuan atas gangguan makan yang berfungsi sebagai naskah pendukung bagi individu agar mereka merasa lebih nyaman dalam mengatasi masalah yang seringkali sensitif ini. Lexi mengatakan pemahaman yang lebih baik tentang kompleksitas gangguan makan sangat penting bagi orang-orang yang menerima dukungan yang menyelamatkan nyawa. Sangat penting bagi orang-orang yang menerima dukungan yang dapat menyelamatkan nyawa.
You know, that's the insidious thing about eating disorders as well. It can convince you that you are not unwell. It can convince you because what we've learned is many people with eating disorders are highly functional. I believe presenting this to GPs or those who want to help it gives a broader sense of getting the conversation going to dig deeper, which what we need to do with eating disorders to get to the root cause and then essentially receive the proper help. And again, keep the conversation going because it's not going away. If you're wrong, you can gladly be wrong and move on because you're going to have a better life. So I love that those implements are coming in to help overcome this insidious illness.
Nah, pendengar, jika Anda atau seseorang yang Anda kenal merasa menderita masalah seperti ini, silakan menghubungi Butterfly Foundation pada nomor 1800-334673 atau melalui situs web mereka. Rangkuman ini disusun oleh Katriona Stirat untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Riki Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.